It's a miracle, baby.
Miracle, miracle cheers. Miracle, miracle cheers. Miracle, miracle cheers. Miracle, miracle cheers.
We keep having all these problems. How we gonna solve them? Every day it's the same thing. All these unsolved issues. I guess it's official. Here we go again, the same old thing. And I'm tired. Honey, are you winning lying? So goodbye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSO for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 14th, 2024, and today the topic is we all need somebody to lean on. Happy Tuesday. No, yes, happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope that you guys had a wonderful Monday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. Highlights from yesterday was it was still Mother's Day over there at Mountain West Church. So your girl did the Monday night gathering. Matter of fact, yesterday we had quite a few leaders. It was me and then the kids director came. And then we even had one of the ladies that helps us out there. She came as well. So I don't know if all this is kind of coincided with the station, but I had more people around me yesterday, because the past few Mondays I've been just me teaching the kids, and then so it was nice to have those other individuals with me yesterday. Other highlight from yesterday, I had two great conversations for future episodes of the GSL talk show, and those were the main highlights. One got my wheels turning about an endeavor that the Lord maybe taking me on, and I'm going to be embarking on things of that nature. So we're going to see what the Lord do. But I think all of this goes hand in hand with today's conversation, as well as the fact that your girl right now has somebody, look, crashing today's juice. You know what I'm saying? Look. You guys know him, and look, we love him around here. Y'all say hello to my brother, Kelvin Carter. Ah, yes, he's here. Y'all can't see him, but you can hear him.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
Look, the reason why Kelvin is here is because he just refused to get off the phone. No, but look, everything happens for a reason, man. So there's a lot of things this morning that was going on. I didn't necessarily pay attention to the time that I woke up this morning. I think it was like around 7 something. I made a note of it, but I didn't go deeper about that this morning. I was kind of more so engulfed by a dream I had. I don't even know if I did the prayer meditation now that I think about it. Yeah, I just got up and I pretty much started talking to hubby about the dream that I had. Now, the dream it might be a little weird. I don't know if you want me to tell you. You want to know the dream? Should I tell the people the dream, bro? What you think?
Oh, hold on. You said it's a little weird.
It might be a little weird. You scared?
Well, a high level overview.
Okay. I mean, honestly, in regards to details, there aren't I'll just tell you what happened. So in the dream, all I remember is I was pulling a big fat worm out of my ankle. I know you sounds weird, right? I was pulling a big fat worm out of my ankle. And I noticed my husband there, he didn't help me pull the worm. And it looked like the world was getting ready to go back in. And then I woke up. That's it. That's all I remember about the dream.
Okay.
Look, you got a revelation. Look, you got a revelation before I even get into my little research. You got a revelation about that, brother.
It's interesting. interesting. So a big fat worm in the ankle. The first thing that comes to my mind is like maybe something is trying to weigh you down to keep you from moving forward, or something, someone. And as you're working on trying to remove that weight, it's trying to stay. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I'm not a
dream interpreter.
But that's what it sounds like, because I'm thinking like if it's a big worm, I'm thinking like, okay, well, it has to be heavy, and then your feet represent mobility. But yeah, that's what comes to mind.
Okay, look at the Lord this morning. Listen, none of this was planned. Now I'm telling y'all, none of this was planned, y'all. I'm just telling y'all what happened this morning. So yeah, that was my dream. I woke up this morning. I don't even think I did my prayer meditation. I ended up just starting talking to Dario about the dream. I made a request to him as well about you know, our plans for today. But outside of that, yeah, we started talking about the dream, and then I started talking about like things I'm thinking about embarking on and things of that nature. And that, who knows, maybe hubby might be assisting with. Now, I found it interesting that in the dream he ain't helped me with it. I'm like, see, dream Dario didn't help me with this worm, husband. Like, what's going on? So we had a conversation, and I actually shared with him the details about what I found on dreammoves.com by looking up different parts of my dream. Who knows, man? I might need to go check out there's an app that I've been using lately, bro. It's called Chat Holy Bible. It's like a biblical Chat GPT is kind of like what it is. And it has been definitely interesting. And so I'm just thinking about now that I probably should plug that dream into there and see what happens, and see what kind of feedback it gives me too. But y'all know the usual place I go is dreammoves.com to kind of interpret my dreams. And y'all know I tell y'all all the time, every time I tell you about anything, I'm like, take it with a grain of salt. I don't sit here and say that, oh yes, I believe everything that dreammoves.com says. But dreammoves.com has been a help to me over the years with helping me to understand like symbols and things like that. And so I looked up like worm, I looked up ankle, I looked up, you know, anything that I could remember that stood out to me in this dream, right? And everything was resonating and made sense. I ain't gonna lie. Like, and actually it was going along the lines of stuff you're saying as well, which is again ironic and interesting, because again, I did not talk to my brother about this dream before I went live. So yeah, all of that is quite interesting. And I kind of want to go to that it's chatholybible.com if you want to check it out, brother, to get the app. But yeah, I might plug that in there and see, you know, what kind of godly biblical wisdom comes from that I can receive from that dream. But regardless, you know, so again, that was what was going on this morning for me, which is why your girl is recording around 10 now. But then we started talking about my idea and, you know, what I feel like the Lord is pushing, wanting me to pursue, things of that nature. And so I had to, at some point, reach out to my brother, because I tell y'all about this guy all the time. You know, he look financial advisor, brother, friend, confidant, listen, therapist. I don't know what other titles you got when it comes to dealing with me, brother.
I got a lot of titles, and I appreciate every one of the titles.
No, listen, look, I don't know if you want to give your review on me as a client.
I have a good client, just like women. why you sound surprised?
I'm surprised that you acknowledge me as a client.
Well, I have a good client, and you know, through anything is a process. Like, nothing is like a one day thing. You have to work at it and constantly work at it. And so, I mean, I think that's what we've been doing all these years, and you know, growth.
Yeah, man. I told the people what you said a few weeks ago, and I said, I guess I got to stop saying my joke. I know I joke all the time. Because, I mean, anybody that knows anything about my story or know me personally, you may know that this thing about friends has been very interesting in my life. And I feel like even since like grade school, like anytime I was really became really close to somebody, it seemed like they went away. In kindergarten, it happened. Anytime that somebody was my best, like whoever, I think this girl named Candy that was my best friend in kindergarten, and she moved away. Another time, I think it was like sixth grade, my friend Amanda, she ended up having to move away. And once we got in seventh grade, and so it's just kind of been like that, where like people will be in my life and then they be gone. And then I'm like, so this gentleman is one of them people where I'm like, when you gonna leave? Like, because, you know, now it's been over a decade at this point now, but I mean.
Yeah, it's been, yeah. Hold on, was it, what, 2011?
Something like that. I was getting ready to transition back here from Florida, back to Georgia from Florida. And so it was before 2012, because 2012 was when I came back. And so this gentleman.
2011.
Yeah. Yeah, if not before then, did we meet like 2010? I don't know, whatever it was that we met. And then and he's been there, like, and he's been somebody that I can be able to talk to and things of that nature. Like I said, you know, a brother to me and all that good stuff. And so, I say all that to say that, like, I joke with him a lot about when you're going to leave. But he said to me, like, with affirmation a few weeks ago, and I told people already, but I'm going to say it again because you're here. he's like, I believe we're going to be lifelong friends. And I'm like, oh! I said, I guess I need to stop with my joke of when you're going to leave, because he already done established. Like, it seemed like when he said that day, I don't know if it was like that nail in the coffin, as they say, or whatever. It's like, I done said it is finished. We are going to be lifelong friends. Now listen, if he switch up on me, I guess I'll let y'all know. But
look, it ain't gonna happen. Like, if it ain't happen after what you said, a decade. Yeah. We stuck.
Yeah, it's been a few minutes, man. But I do appreciate you, and honestly, you alongside of everything this morning, whatnot, has inspired this juice this morning. So it's ironic that you're still here while I'm recording it. Without going into too many details, because some stuff is for the future, y'all. I done established that I believe I live in the future, apparently. So, you know, and I'm interacting with people here in the present, but I'm in the future.
You just visited us from time to time.
Yeah, I'm visiting. I'm just, you know, getting things in place for future stuff. And so I'm talking to Kelvin, this gentleman that y'all are hearing, my brother, and telling him some ideas, asking for his advice as a financial advisor, because he's an amazing financial advisor. Listen, y'all go to his website. At some point, y'all gonna be able to book the man and hire him and whatnot for whatever services, but including financial advisement, which we know that a lot of people need in this world, amen. advisement with your finances. He's been a blessing to me. He's helped me to update a lot of my, you know, business, expenses, but not like business, the way I charge and things like that. And just being a great source of advice for that. And so as I'm talking to him about different things I'm thinking about embarking on, I'm like, I'm gonna have to get these prices together, you know, and things like that. And so that's what has led to him being here today. Me just reaching out and sharing those things and him giving advice. But in the midst of this, I won't get into details or whatever, but in the midst of this, I think we both find it to be ironic. My husband as well, whatever the case may be, that I got some interesting news, maybe bad news to a certain extent. But it seemed like in the midst of this preparation for future growth or whatever the case may be, I finally get some feedback and interesting news at a particular time. And I know it's my brother here, again, who refused to get off the phone. But, what was happening, bro, I think, I acknowledge what you were feeling that, you know, maybe I was taking on the news or taking the news and dwelling on it, whatever case may be. But I also was receiving this juice. that was what, another thing that I was like, you know, right now, I think I'm receiving juice, and then brother is covering me about the issue or whatever that, or the news that I received and whatnot. And, you know, he was trying to get me to go back to the future and whatnot. But so there was a lot going on, and I was just letting him know that, hey, there's a lot, you know, going on mentally right now. He's like, well, I feel like it's this right here, and this is what you don't need to do, and X, Y, and Z. And, but I say all that to say that, again, what I was receiving as he was doing that was today's juice, which is we all need somebody to lean on. So look, I'm about to, yes, we all need somebody to lean on. And you, yes, my husband is here as well, y'all. So don't be trying to get funny about, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, you know. But I'm just talking about my friend right now. Okay, y'all, can I talk about my friend right now? That you know, again, you have been someone to lean on over the years and whatnot. Obviously, again, we've collaborated in a lot of things, and look, including our movie and things of that nature, you know. So we have a lot of things that we have been doing over the years. But if nothing else, like I said, you have been someone to encourage and inspire me, and things of that nature, and support, you know what I mean? And support. And I think, again, the enemy tries to isolate us. I think I talked about this a few weeks ago about, you know, how, again, how important it is to fellowship. And even yesterday, it's just so ironic to me how everything is coinciding with this conversation right now. The fact that I had more people with me yesterday with the kids when I was at the church. And then I also was talking to the kids about praying for each other and stuff like that, about like the importance of, you know, being there for someone else and things like that. And then here I am this morning, the Lord downloading to me about, again, how we all need somebody to lean on, and having, again, my husband and you there when I received the news that I was received and things like that, as that physical representation of all of these things in one. And so, I mean, I feel like you might have something to share or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Do you have any feedback, or like, you know, why you do what you do, or like why you've been there for me all these years? I said, are you my guardian angel? Because it seems like I did. Because I'm like, listen, like you've had like you're part of, like you're the glue between me and my husband. You were the way that I found out about Mountain West, which is where I now work. Like, you have been there and like a part of a lot of like really big things for me. So I'm like, are you my guardian angel? Are you my guardian angel, Kelvin?
She did ask me that. And that reminds me of one of my favorite shows growing up. It used to be Touched by an Angel, because how the angels, they were there on a mission, but they were interacting with the people. And yeah, it's an interesting show, but I was like, well, I don't think I'm a guardian angel. If I am, I don't know. But I think for me is we all need somebody to lean on. We all need that support. Yes, we pray and we're reaching up for divine revelation and for blessings and, you know, the breaking of chains. So everything in the spiritual realm, but also we need the physical with that as well, because yes, we are spiritual beings, but we're also made of flesh. And so sometimes we may need that physical hug, even though that we know that God loves us. And that he's favoring us and that he's connecting us with people. But sometimes we need that physical touch as well. And that goes back to why I feel like my purpose is to help people and to do that any way that I can possibly do that. And so whether that is to be an ear, right, to just listen because you have things to get off your chest and you need some place safe to express yourself and your feelings without everybody knowing your business, or you need some advice about something. So that's a two-part thing where I'm listening, but I'm also giving some suggestions, some advice, because at the end of the day, only thing that I could do is provide you information and you decide what works for you in your life to move forward with. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of people just don't know a lot of things. And so my background, I've done a lot of different things. And so I feel like I'm able to help in a lot of different places. And so where I have the knowledge to give, I want to make sure that I provide the information, because there's a lot of, and I seen this online somewhere the other day, there's a lot of gatekeepers, and I don't like that term, and I don't like how people just like, well, I'm going to keep this information for me so nobody else can progress in life or grow in life. And I don't want to be one of those people where God has given me the ability to learn some things and not share it with other people so that they can progress and grow in life to get to a better place. Because this life of ours, this journey that we're on, it's not just our own. So if we're not providing this information and sharing and helping others, what are you here for? Like, what are you doing? And I know some people, they stand on the side of, look, yeah, I'm business minded, but I'm also spiritual minded, right? And so I think having a equal balance of understanding, okay, this is something where I need to charge, and this is something where I need to follow the spirit or follow what God has given to me or has told me to do and take care of God's people. So I mean, that's what I have.
I mean, listen, you know? look, yeah, look, you giving too much now. Now you giving too much, because now you got me. Oh, sorry, now. No, you're right, bro. Like, I'm right here with you. And honestly, it's the people like you in my life. Because there's a few others, right? There's a few others as well. But, you know, it's the people like you guys that have, I guess, encouraged and inspired me to be that for other people, right? To, and so that's why y'all see, I guess, maybe even the grace and mercy that you guys wouldn't give people, y'all see me giving it to people, and y'all like, why are you giving that to that person? Because I know you, my husband, and, you know, people have questioning that a lot about, like, well, Miracle, you giving too much grace and mercy. I'm like, hey, well, look, I got the Lord, and I got you as an example of grace and mercy, so who am I not to extend, you know, whatever grace and mercy? And then we got to understand that, too, like, you know, sometimes I guess whatever we receive, we look multiplying. So, I mean, that's what's happening. Like, y'all done showed such radical grace and mercy to me that I'm showing radicaler grace and mercy to the next person that, who knows, maybe some the radicalist grace and mercy will come from those people that I'm showing it to. And so, you know, we never know what God is doing, again, with each one of us. But I think, like you're saying, there's just so much importance to having not only people in your corner, but the right people, right? The ones that's going to give you godly wisdom, right? The ones that's going to hold you accountable and things like that. I done told the people how I've been struggling. I might not have told every detail. You got the details. But I've been telling people, you know, how I've been struggling over the past few weeks and whatnot, or even month or so or whatever. And again, you were one of those people speaking to me godly wisdom. Now, if you was a totally different type of dude, then I probably would have been getting all kinds of, you know what I'm saying, feedback and advice, you know, about my situations and things like that. But no, you've been someone to, again, remind me of who I am and whose I am and things of that nature. And you know, again, give solid, good, biblical, godly wisdom, whether you know it or not, you know, and stuff like that, to where it's holding me accountable to, again, be who God is creating me to be. And I say creating because, you know, again, I have not arrived there. I've had one cultivation period and that was good. But I'm being shown every day that, hey, the cultivation is continuing, y'all. And it will never be complete until the Lord takes me home. So with that being said, you know, he's working on more things in me now than he worked on back in the day, you know. And so, I mean, on one hand, Lord, I know that we ain't got all the time. But I feel like there's a word that you may have in regards to isolation. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Don't give us that word then, brother. Isolation. Because the enemy is trying to use that. And it has been successful with using that and whatnot. And so how do you feel about isolation and whatnot in this conversation about how we all need somebody to lean on?
Yeah, so isolation is, so there's two things when it comes to isolation, right? So there's isolation when you need to get from those, as Miracle say, the wrong type of people, when you need to isolate yourself from them so that you can get to a place to where you're growing to get out of, you know, those wrong or bad situations, right? And then there's an isolation that you do to yourself when you are maybe letting the world and things weigh you down. And one is needed for growth. The other one is not necessary because you get stuck into a place to where, you know, that's where like depression comes in. That's where, you know, some people say you're letting the enemy attack and destroy any progress and the good thoughts and things. And so if you are in that place to where you're letting the world beat you down, those are the times where you need people the most, where you need to break out of that and, you know, go walking, get fresh air. And I was just having a conversation with a friend the other day because I was like, well, you know, I'm feeling down. I was like, you need fresh air. You need to get out, get some sunlight. You need to be around people and, you know, force having those conversations and surrounding yourself around good people, because once you get yourself out of that dark place and you start embarking into light and love and fellowship, right, and friendship, those people are there to kind of help build you up. And don't be afraid to have the conversation with those people that you know that genuinely love and care for you. Like, look, I'm not having a good day. I'm feeling down. And more than likely, they'll say, look, friend, come over. Let's go somewhere. Let's go for a walk. Let's do something so that, you know, we can work on getting you out that space so I can pour, you know, I can pour in, or they can pour in, or someone can pour positivity, love, you know, friendship, all of that, all of those good vibes and energy. You know, maybe there's like, you got a prayer warrior that I look, just let me pray for you. Whatever it is that they can do to kind of help bring your spirits up is what you're going to need, even though that you feel in the exact opposite. You know, and so when I feel like I'm getting into a dark place, I'll go walk my neighborhood. You know what? I haven't gone anywhere. I've been in this house. Let me just go somewhere and walk around. Let me go downtown. Let me go to Midtown. Let me go to these places and walk around and maybe pop into some stores, try a meal I have never tried before. Those are the times where you want to push yourself out of that place. And so, and know that there are people that's going to be there and that's going to see you. Who knows that because you just pushed, right? you'll walk into that very blessing that you was just thinking that God forgot about me. He didn't hear my prayer. And that day that the world seemed heavy, you allow it to overtake you when the blessing was for you to push out and get out of that space. And so just remember that, you know, you have those people for a reason in your life, and utilize them. Don't suffer in silence. You know, talk to people.
That's good, brother. Listen, look. That's that wisdom I'm telling y'all about. You know what I'm saying? And actually, it sounded like you were sharing a piece of my testimony, bro. Because again, when I was, you know, again, in that low space, I had said, Lord, I'll try love again next year. I'm crying. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to leave. And da da da, all these things. That very same day, look at what the Lord did. He turned that thing around. You know, and stuff, and everything. So yeah, sometimes you do got to just get out of that oh woe is me, or comfort zone, or isolation, or whatever the case may be. You know, and like you said, because there is, again, benefits to some isolation, but that's if you have the mental capacity to, because you know where you're going. Because again, Jesus isolated himself a lot, but what was he doing? He was praying, he was talking to the Father, things of that nature. If you're spiritually strong and you know where you're going while you're isolating, then that's fine, right? But if you're somebody that's, you know, you weakened right now, and then you want to stay isolated, no. It's time for you to fellowship is what needs to be happening, is what I'm receiving. So, and that's, like you said, that's the depression, that's all the other things that are, you know, unfortunately taking a lot of people, you know, out and stuff. And they don't know that they have this amazing amount of people around them. Like sometimes, again, the enemy makes us think that we're not worthy or nobody cares and stuff like that. Like, unfortunately, right now I'm reminded about one of my cousins on my dad's side, on my stepdad, so y'all can know who I'm talking about. But anyway, on his side or whatever, one of our younger cousins, my understanding is that, you know, he took his own life. And if you had to saw how many people was there that worked with him, you know what I mean? If you guys had, you know, obviously all the family that was there, the people that worked with him that came to the funeral, like all of these people was there and cared about this guy. And it seems like when people unalive themselves or whatever the case may be, if people make that type of choice, it seems like they feel alone or that there's no one that cares. And so, you know, I hope that could share, you know, be an example to someone to know that, you know, I say this all the time, and let me say it again since we're here, that everyone you ever encountered will be affected by something happening to you. So if you think about that, that should show you that, like, man, no, I do matter. Somebody do care about me and stuff like that. And I believe that God puts people in our lives to remind us of that. It's just the enemy, I could think, tries to, again, keep us isolated and thinking, you know, and keep us in our own minds and whatnot to feel like, no, I don't matter, and I'm just this, or I'm just that, or whatever we feel. So let me give you guys some Bible, because, you know, listen, we done talked almost 30-something minutes, you know what I'm saying? So y'all probably like, wait, this is supposed to be the juice. Where the word at, right? So here go a few verses that were standing out to me this morning. The first one is Romans 15:1. It says, we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Brother, when I saw that this morning, I was like, And you were speaking to me, and you was, you know, pouring into me and whatnot. He's like, and my brother was like, warning in the spirit, and you are not gonna, he didn't say this, y'all, but basically in the spirit, he was going, and he was punching, talking about something, and you are not gonna get taken out by this bad news that you just, and he over there fight, right? And I'm over here receiving this word right here. That's pretty much, you know, talking about this situation. Like, look, he was strong in that moment and say, look, so I guess he felt, look, the obligation, right? Like this verse say, to bear with the failings of the weak. And you will not punch my sister with this bad news because you called me for a purpose and for future and so that. And I said, okay, brother, I hear you, bro. I'm good. Ooh. I mean, I don't know, should I get your feedback on each of these verses? Because I feel like, look, we ain't got the hour now that we usually have. But do you got some feedback about that? Go to the next verse then. Okay, let me go on to the next verse. So Proverbs 17 and 17 says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. You know, I shared that one with you this morning because I was like, yep, here he is, there he is. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Ooh, man. Look, all of this is playing out, right? All of this is playing out this morning, right? The last verse I felt led to write down was Romans 12 and 10. It says, love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. That verse stood out to me because last week I told you guys that we had the all staff meeting. It was last Wednesday, and he was, you know, the pastor, our senior pastor, I guess you would say, Pastor Mo, he wasn't there. And so the pastor under him, Pastor Gary, was talking to all of us about honor and honoring people above us, honoring people on our level, as well as honoring people that are, you know, below us, whatever the case may be. And so that stood out to me, I guess, obviously because of that. But then also, maybe this interaction with my brother right here, right? We outdoing each other in honor, right? Like he would sit here and name all the titles that, you know, or everything I've done in life, right? To I guess explain me to somebody, and likewise, you know, and him alongside another friend of mine, Alicia, she's somebody that I feel like it's not necessarily outdoing in honor, but it's a great example of like this thing being played out to where, like, for example, every now and then we call ourselves the Real Housewives of Lithonia, right? And so we going out and, you know, we might go to brunch or something like that. And every now and then it's like we'll fight each other to pick up the check and, you know, and all that different type of stuff. It's like outdoing each other in love and honor and things of that nature. I think can you imagine a world, bro, that if we all was trying our best to just outdo each other in love?
It would be an amazing place to be.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, hold on. Let me help you, bro. Like, let me honor you. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me show you love. Oh, you showing me some love. Hold on. Wait, I got more love right here for you. Like, and again, that reminds me again, like, of my mom and whatnot when we was growing up and stuff. Her sister would do the same thing. Like, they would come over and then they would talk. And, like, I got this bad habit now that whenever we're somewhere and I'm with somebody, I don't even stand up until that person is actually getting ready to get in the car, because I'm so used to my family where they say they about to go and they would keep talking, and then they would stand at the door and they would keep talking, and you know, and so and this thing would happen where even they would get to the car and they still be talking, but then they would have this little battle every now and then where my mom, it would be like one would try to get one of them some money and then the other one would try and give it back. And it would be this back and forth thing happening between these sisters to where ultimately whoever, if the window was down and like one was trying to pull out, like my mom throw the money out the car and try to pull off, and the other one throw it back in the window if the window was still down. So that, I mean, I guess for me, that these are the examples when I think about like outdoing somebody in love and honor and things of that nature. So, you know, I don't know. Look, I'm trying to heap some honor and whatnot, reminding the people that, you know, again, we all need somebody to lean on. And this is one person that I have had the blessed opportunity to be able to lean on throughout my life, I guess, at this point, for at least over a decade. And so I honor you, bro. I appreciate you. I didn't know that you would be here with me doing the juice right now. For me to be able to do it like in live. But yeah, man, I hope that you feel it. I know you're going to come back and give me Moana or whatever, but I'm just letting you know, at least on my end.
I just appreciate it. And, you know, I also honor and appreciate you as well because, you know, I know you've been telling the people how much I have, you know, done with you and for you, but you have also have done the same, even though I'm really not good, and this is a transparent moment, I'm really not good at receiving as well as I am with like giving you know, support and whatever I'm helping with, but to even, because it's not offered, like some people, they're not offering support. and to do anything. And even though that I may not accept it, you continuously are still offering, even though I'd be like, nah, I'm good, I got it. Mm-hmm. And so even that means a lot. So in this moment, because I've never said this to her, in this moment, even though that, you know, I'm bad at receiving, I'm still grateful and thankful for even the offer, right? That you continuously give to help and support me in any way possible.
Look, I already told you, listen, I guess I can't call myself no prophet lie no more because I done said too many things at this point, right? So I already told you he was going to try to outdo me in the honor. So there it is. No, I received that, bro. I appreciate that. I appreciate your transparency and you sharing that, man. Look at what the Lord done did this morning, man. Look, let me go ahead and wrap this thing up, man, because listen, I'm supposed to be recording an episode at 11. And so we're going to see what the Lord do. But here's the Bible verse of the day, y'all. It's Romans 10 and 14. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Friends, I hope y'all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow. If the Lord's will, you got something to say to the people before we go, bro?
Love, thanks for having me. You all have a great, amazing, fantastic day, and it sounds like Miracle is charging you all out to overdo some love and friendship, and so go out and be great.
Yes, bye-bye.
Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible Chat and Study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with scripture starts now.